anyone out there? This is the Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They were in rioters, we were told. We have survivors here. Civilians, women, children. Is anyone out there?
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts. Available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
Hi guys, this is Brian Cunningham, director of Monsters Wanted, and you're listening to the CreeperCast.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the CreeperCast monthly independent feature review. I'm Jason, and with me is Mike and Pat. How you two doing tonight?
Doing well.
Doing very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Don't forget to get a hold of us by giving us a call at 503-454-6941. You can also email us at feedback@creepercast.com or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/creepercast. And tonight for our monthly independent feature review, we are going to be looking at the 2012 film Black Rock. This is a Lionsgate released film. It stars Kate Elsington, Lake Bell, and Kate Bosworth. You may know Kate Elsington from The League, Cyrus, The Puffy Chair. I don't know any of them, but hey. Lake Bell has been in quite a few chick flick romantic comedy type movies, such as What Happens in Vegas with Ashton Kutcher. No Strings Attached in 2011, and It's Complicated in 2009. And Kate Bosworth, did I say your name? Yeah, Bosworth. I said that correctly. Know her primarily as Lois Lane in Superman Returns in 2006. She was also in 21 in 2008 and Blue Crush in 2002.
Really? She was Lois Lane? Wow.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I actually remember from Superman Returns is the scene where the person shoots him in the eye.
Well, yeah, because they were, that was like in every trailer almost from the beginning.
Yeah, and I think that's why that's the only scene that I actually remember from that movie.
Oh, the other one that sticks in my head is, and the only reason it sticks in my head is because my wife yelled at me because we were watching it, and the scene where he lifts the island created by Luther.
The island that they made at the end.
Yeah, and he takes it up into space and he pushes it off and all of a sudden his arms go out. And, you know, I'm like, see, look at that. There's a Christ allegory right there. She's like, will you shut up?
Oh, they're all over Superman. They're even in the new one. But, you know, I like that movie. I thought it had some real cool things that paid homage to the Richard Donner version. So, you know, I liked it.
Well, certainly Superman Returns, and that's not the movie we're talking about, but hey, we're talking about it right now. I liked the special effects in it. I thought the special effects were great. The storyline was kind of interesting, you know, him coming back after so many years being gone. So that was kind of neat. But, the movie we are talking about, though, is 2012's Black Rock. It was directed by Katie Asselton, who played Abby in the movie. And it's about three childhood friends who somehow set aside their personal issues and reunite for a girls' weekend on a remote island off the coast of Maine. One wrong move turns their weekend getaway into a deadly fight for survival. Was it the coast of Maine? I thought it was the coast of Washington.
Oh, I don't know. Every time they showed the damn island, I thought it was a different island. Are we on Lost? I mean,
yeah, I could have swore when I was watching the movie that it was the coast of Washington.
You know, I couldn't tell you. It was not a detail that mattered, so I just did not give a crap.
Okay. Well, so we have our choice. I'll let you guys make the choice. We can either play a clip from the movie, or we can play the trailer.
Let's play the trailer.
All right.
We're here. I'm happy, man. You know, I'm happy. We're going to go out to the island. We'll reconnect. It'll be so awesome.
Yay!
It's going to be so good, guys. Just the three of us.
Whoa, whoa.
Hunters.
So what are you girls doing out here anyways? Nobody comes out here anymore.
You're lucky you didn't get shot.
I think I know that guy. We went to grammar school with your older brother, Jimmy.
Oh, okay, Henry. Yeah. I think Jim had a crush on you back then.
So, you guys want to join us, maybe? So where do you guys all know each other from?
I like your beard.
She is friendly. That is something that she is.
You have this whole look going on.
Abby, you're married. I don't want you to worry about it. He's so cute.
Where are you? Hey,
I'm fine, right?
You're not a fan.
I'm not an uptight bitch.
No.
Oh, God, Henry.
You all right?
Can you just get off me for a second?
Do you want to have fun?
Get off me, Henry.
What'd you do to him?
What happened? What happened? Is he hurt?
No. Get your gun.
What? You gotta tie up three girls to a tree to kill him.
Do you think I'm scared of you?
We came out here to hunt. We'll just hunt him down.
They're gonna kill us. They're gonna kill us. They're gonna kill us. We are on a small island. We need to get off. We need to figure out what to do.
Stop being stopped. And we start stalking.
You did what you thought you had to do in order to survive. We can do this. We have to.
All right, so the movie, it starts off very kind of
slow
and almost like something you'd see on like Oxygen Channel or something, you know, chick flick kind of thing. And then somehow maybe a third of the way or a quarter of the way through the movie, it turns into Richard Cornell's The Most Dangerous Game. And that's like the best way that I can explain kind of the plot of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, The Most Dangerous Game, which was adapted into several different movies, including the Game with, I think it was the Elder Busey, Gary Busey, and I think it was Ice-T was in it.
Okay.
Wow, I'm totally clueless on the plot of what story you are discussing, so.
Read a book, man.
I was going to say, even I read that. But I mean, basically, it's the same plot. People on the island are humans on the island are being hunted by other humans.
Okay. Yeah,
the big difference, though, is in the original, in almost every other version of the movie is it's set up that way from the beginning. They, you know, there's someone in charge of the hunt. They bring someone in and then hunt them. This one was just kind of an accidental confluence of events.
Yeah, well, you know, somehow these girls go into the most remote island you can find. They run into some guys that they just happen to know one of them. One of the girls is hitting on one of the guys. They go off to make out or do whatever they were going to do. Whether he was going to rape her or not, she obviously perceived that he was. I think he was, but either way, she defended herself, ended up killing him, and now his friends extract revenge.
They're pissed.
Yeah.
Well, they're psycho is what they are. I mean, and even these girls, I mean, for them, I get why the two of them aren't friends anymore. Of course, it took forever to get to that. It's like, okay, what is the problem here?
Yes, and that got on my nerves. I was like, look, you iron it out, take care of it, get it said. Come on, tell us that story. I think, you know what I had a problem with, and go ahead and laugh at me, but the two, not the not Lois Lane, but the other two, they were hard to tell apart at times.
Oh, they absolutely. Were completely.
I was like, are they supposed to be related? I thought maybe they were sisters, and then they were like, nothing ever came of that. I said, well, that shit, man, when they're running around in the dark, excuse my language, but when they're running around in the dark and they're scantily clothed, i.e. nude as all get out, which is a good part of the movie. And I couldn't
really,
tell.
I was not even impressed.
The only thing that I had to say is that was the redeeming part of the movie.
I knew. See,
and it wasn't even redeeming for me. I'm like, you know, I'm just, there's nothing arousing about this. It's like that whole scene from the one thing that one of the few things I took away from Seinfeld. There is such a thing as bad naked.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or yeah. You could go with Ron White's, once you see one naked girl, you want to see the rest.
Eh, I was okay. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, in other circumstances, I would have said no, but I was like, okay, this is just another plot device. They don't have any clothes. They don't have any weapons. Let's move it along.
So they basically became Naked and Afraid, that TV show on Discovery.
Sure, yeah. Someone else was posting about that show, and I think I've seen one trailer. But okay, let me ask this. One of the things that bothered me, like you said, this is like this remote island. Even the guys say that no one goes there anymore. What the hell were they hunting? I mean, the whole movie, we didn't even see birds.
Yeah, they said they were hunting deer when they first ran into them, but they didn't get any.
Yeah, they said they hadn't eaten any. They said we're going to eat what we shot, and they hadn't eaten anything yet. So obviously they were out there sucking and hunting, or there was no, you know, life.
Yeah.
But I wanted to. Anyway.
Sounds like you got some on your chest there, Patrick.
Yeah, there's a lot that I wanted to say about this movie, but not very telling. Now, I have read that story y'all were talking about a minute ago. It took me, y'all explaining it fully out, for me to remember. It was in junior high, for God's sake. But the movie that this set my mind to, as soon as it got going and everything was getting nasty, was the movie While She Was Out.
I haven't seen it.
Yes, and I don't know that one either.
It's a 2008 movie that I saw Netflix hunting one day. It's got Kim Basinger and Lucas Haas. And basically, she is a suburban white housewife and goes out on Christmas Eve to get a last-minute Christmas gift. And the rest of the movie, she's running from Lucas Haas and these guys, and they're trying to kill her.
Okay. Yeah. So take that plot, put it in the woods on an island that you can't get off, and you basically have this movie. The main problem that I had with this film wasn't even that. Like, here's the thing. Production, rock solid.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there was no sound issues. Go ahead.
Okay. Acting actually was pretty good for what it was. The biggest issue that I had with this movie was the plot devices, the writing, and the dialogue. The dialogue did not seem natural.
Oh, my God. It was some of the most awkward conversations I've seen since that. Do it. Do it.
Okay. Since you brought that up, I have to play this freaking clip, because this is a clip we kind of alluded to about why they're fighting, and it's the most awkward argument.
Are we really going to do this?
Do what?
Abigail, come on. It was fucking ages ago, and I apologize.
No, I wasn't honestly even talking about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm totally over it. I'm great.
You're clearly not over it. Can we just call that out?
You're the one that brought it up.
I brought it out because you were making it very difficult for us to just, like, have a nice time right now because of some stupid indiscretion that happened, like,
6 years ago.
Oh, is that how you see that?
Yes.
You really see fucking my boyfriend of 2 years, the guy who I was pretty sure I was probably going to marry maybe someday? You thought that was just a small, stupid indiscretion?
We were children at that point, and we were both fucking drunk, and the guy was honestly, like, a Class A douchebag. Like, you should be thanking me that you didn't walk down the aisle.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lou, for fucking my boyfriend.
I don't mean that.
I appreciate it with all of...
I feel really badly about it.
You're my best friend, and if you're calling him a douchebag, I would love to know what the fuck that makes you.
And that was the thing that I had with this film, is it's like, okay, when are we going to get to the horror part? When are we going to get to the, you know, to the action or the meat of the film? The entire lead up until the point that, you know, everything turns, and even beyond that at parts, was basically an listening to an awkward conversation at a family reunion.
I totally agree. I mean, this, well, and my big thing is one of the notes that I wrote down, and actually talking with my wife after I was watching it, was this didn't seem, and it's listed, I think, on Wikipedia as a, you know, horror thriller. And I was like, okay, I get the thriller part, but I never really got the feeling that this was technically a horror film.
No, I didn't feel that either. Even if you go with survival horror, it didn't even feel like that.
No, I was much hoping that it would turn into I Spit on Your Grave kind of show, and it just did not.
No. And then on top of that, once it did turn and it did become the most dangerous game, I completely lost interest partway through that. I started playing on my phone. I actually pulled my computer and put it on my lap and was kind of half paying attention while I was looking on Facebook or checking emails and stuff, because it's like I figured out the entire plot of the rest of the film. Like, and it followed exactly what I thought it was going to do.
Oh yeah. I mean, the surprise was for me was, yeah. And it wasn't even a surprise. It, like you said, it was following the, okay, they're being hunted. And so they're going to turn around and, you know, Hulk up or whatever, you know, and turn the tables and hunt them. You know, my only thing was, what are they going to do to change this up? And honestly, it was like, okay, we're going to take their clothes away. Okay. And, you know, even the climax, I guess, you know, when, you know, they, okay, not to give it too much away, but when they finally start confronting these guys, and she goes after the
blind dude.
She goes after the black dude, but she doesn't go after the gun first.
Oh, that you beat me to it. I was going to bring
it. I'm just like, she's like just a couple feet away. What was she going for? Oh, she was going to cut his throat. And I was like, bitch, the gun is right there.
Well, yes, and that brings me to the crux of what I had a problem. The whole movie, I was taken out of the movie for the rest of the movie, because at the very first, when they escape, they ran by a gun.
Yeah.
And I put down in my notes, guns. Finally, at 58 minutes into this movie, they think maybe we should grab this guy's gun. I mad the rest of the movie because they didn't do that. That makes me mad.
Well, and then going through all of this, you know, there was a reviewer that basically stated exactly what I was thinking the whole time. The reviewer on IMDb that said all of the characters were cardboard cutouts. And I'm thinking, that's exactly what I was thinking. These characters, they had like no real dimension to them. They were just like, archetypal this. We need to add some conflict between them by, you know, one screwing the other's boyfriend sometime in the past.
Exactly. That was like, you know, like somebody just threw all of that stuff that we've seen in 100 other movies and just pulled out. Okay, so this chick slapped with this other, you know, there was... Even when that conflict came out, it's like, whatever. You know, I just don't care.
Well, no, because the whole thing, and it's in that clip, so the readers can hear it. I mean, the listeners heard it, but it's... She's like, you slept with my boyfriend of almost 2 years, who I was pretty sure I may be married to one day.
Yeah, she was so sure of herself.
I was like, okay, look, it's bad. Don't ever, you know, bros before hoes, whatever, but... And that counts for women too. But don't be throwing all this. Maybe, kind of, should have. Maybe, who knows? One day,
And not only that, but you know, I mean, the other girl did kind of have a point. It's like, well, it takes two to tango.
Yes,
he slept with her two, you know. So, you know, it's not like it was. Yeah. And again, I'm just like what you're saying. I'm not condoning it. You know, you should never do that. You know, God forbid, you know, Jason ever gets divorced, I am not allowed to sleep with Kelly. Just saying.
That's absolutely true. I will hunt you down and cut your balls off.
Now, if she sleeps with me, that makes, according to this movie, it makes it different. It's not the same thing.
I don't care. I'm still cutting your balls off.
But I mean, you see what I'm saying? You know, it's like the girl is like, yeah, it was a sucky thing to do, but she seems to have gone, you know, way past that to, and totally like, oh, it wasn't his fault. He's not a douche for screwing.
No, he was tricked into it, or he was. Yeah, he's a douche. So it's we just do that.
You know, he slipped on a banana peel that she left, and his dick accidentally fell in her vagina.
Oh my God.
What's that? Well, there, the line from an Eminem song, what, you slip, trip, fell on his dick?
Okay, I have to say, one of the people die in this movie at a time when I expected somebody to die, but I just didn't expect it to be that person.
I kind of thought the same thing.
Because I thought that person was the star.
I completely thought the same thing.
And when bitches need to shut the hell up is what I'm saying.
Oh, dude, I was sitting there saying, really? Really? You've been smart, though. Stop being stupid. You're the smart. Oh, well, see, that's why you freaking died.
But yeah, I'm like, okay, they know these guys have guns. They're clearly dangerous. They have been quiet the whole time, and then they're crawling along the beach. And
in the open, by the way.
Yeah, in the open, which, okay, yeah, they're crawling and whatever. But when you start going, hey, we got to stop. It's like, why don't you just paint a target on yourself?
I didn't get it. Because she had been one of the ones, the shush, the lead, you know, she was kind of in charge of what was going on. And all of a sudden, she just stepped outside her mind. I was like, oh, this is just bad writing, I think. This is just not good to me.
No, this entire movie is bad writing. That was the biggest issue with the movie. Everything else was great, but the script sucked. And this is the whole point of any independent or even feature film.
Right. And Patrick and I were talking about this last week, I believe it was, where it's like you can have a great script, but if you have crappy actors, it's not going to work. And the vice versa is clearly true. You can have good actors, but if you've got a bad script, there's only so much that can be done with it.
Yeah.
There's only two things that can happen if you have a bad script. If you have good actors and a good director, they can pull it out. But if you have a weak director or an inexperienced director with, you know, mediocre to decent actors and a bad script, that the script is going to sink that ship, man.
The way I look at it is, you know, garbage in becomes garbage out. It doesn't matter how much you shine the garbage and how much it sparkles, it's still garbage. And that's what happened in this case. They shined that garbage up as best they could, and it still looked like garbage.
Well, you know, and I'm going to cuss, so get ready. You know, it's been going all night, but sometimes you can make chicken salad out of chicken shit. It can. But, you know, you got to be really good. And their strength just wasn't there to pull the script out. But this script should have been you think about a 45 minute short?
I think this would have been a great, not even 45, maybe a half hour.
Yeah. I mean, and because even looking at the time, it's like, what, not even an hour and 20 minutes? You know, it's fairly short for a feature film. They could have hacked this thing in half and it would have been fine.
Yeah. They could have cut out so much of that beginning part, condensed it, and then the running part, condensed that, and it would have been, I would have actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I didn't even need most of the background on those, on the guys, honestly. You know, the fact that they were dishonorably discharged from Afghanistan or whatever. All we had to know was that there was clearly something wrong with them, or the fact that they even, you know, they had some real bro love going on for this guy.
They did.
But I didn't mind that. And is it sad? But the most interested I was in this movie was up until it became a thriller. I was more interested in the beginning and the squabbling and the flirting with the guy and the sitting around a campfire. And then once it became a fight for their lives, I was like, oh, geez.
That's because at that point, I was the same way. I completely lost interest at that point because the storyline went nowhere from that point forward.
Well, and my other problem with that particular scene at the campfire was, you know, there's this huge animosity between the two, which, you know, we've already discussed. And yet the girl who got cheated on is the one who looks like she's going to cheat. I'm like, really? That's how you turn your life around in 6 years and you're married.
But you're gonna she's do the- not that husband anymore. We find out later. Did you sleep through that line?
I think I did.
Yeah, I didn't even. What happened?
She left her husband. That's why she kept. When Lois Lane kept saying, "Dude, you're married. Dude, you're married. Don't worry, I got this. Don't worry, I got this." It's because she says later, she drops the line, "Dude, I left him." All right.
Oh yeah, I must have zoned way the hell out for that.
I did too. that was at a point that I was, looking at YouTube videos. To keep myself entertained.
Apparently, that was a crucial line that we shouldn't have missed.
Yeah, I was watching Grumpy Cat at that point.
Well, I was watching this on a friend's laptop. I was over at a friend's house for the weekend, and they were at work, so I was watching on their laptop, and there wasn't really anything else to watch.
Fair enough.
All right. So the one thing I can give this, it is slightly better than staring at the wall and watching the paint dry.
It's better than Krampus.
All right. With that, let's start with Patrick. How many stabs?
Oh, well, I can't even give it a stab. I've just got to, because it's not, there's no horror to this. This is a creeper cast. It's not. It's be at a wall. There's like, I'm going to give it like one wet noodle or something. I hate dogging on people's stuff because this is their living. I mean, I understand that, but you got to turn out a better product than this, guys. It's like going to McDonald's and asking for no onions and they put 2 pounds of onions on my burger. It's just not what you're supposed to do. If you set out to make a horror movie, make something scary. I'm going to give it 1, and I don't do that very often, but technically it was beautiful. Everything was fine except the script. It was just weak.
I'm going to agree with everything you said. I'm going to give it a 2 because I am into the technical aspect of that. I think that production wise and acting wise, they did a great job for what they had to work with the script. So I'm giving it a 2 for that, but that comes with the caveat that it's not worth watching.
Agreed. Now, I agree with everything you said too, because it's a good shot movie, and they did do, you know, what they could, I guess, with what they had to work with.
Mike.
Well, originally, because, you know, I don't have a problem giving movies bad ratings, as you all well know.
Are we going back to it sucked and it didn't exactly suck?
No, completely. I gave it didn't completely suck. But I've got, you know, I wanted to give it a 3, but I've got to take away like Patrick said, it's not horror as far as I'm concerned. It's a thriller through and through. It's a remake of a thriller that we've seen 100 times, or at least a dozen times,
including The Pest.
Exactly. agreeing with you, technically it was well shot, good sound. The acting for the most part was good. But there was just too many things wrong with it. So given all of those factors, I can only give it a 2 stabs out of 5.
Well, I think we're pretty much in a consensus. It's anywhere between a 1 and a 2. And so when it comes to looking for a movie to watch, go ahead and skip Black Rock. You're not really missing out on anything.
I would agree with that.
All right. And I think with that, it's time we wrap things up and hit the music. All right, so that was our feature independent feature review, something like that, however it goes. Don't forget to get a hold of us by giving us a call at 503-454-6941. You can also email us at feedback@creepercast.com. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/creepercast and on Twitter at twitter.com/creepercast. And don't forget to head on over and leave your review if you decide to watch BlackRock at creepercast.com. Let us know if we got anything wrong. We always want to hear from you. Patrick, what do you got coming up on the Real Man Reviews?
Today, we got Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier is out. It is reviewed. It is hot off the presses. And my occasional co-host in crime here. Oh, sorry. We're going to eliminate crime, aren't we? Captain Cooper here and I have done a podcast review that will come out in a few days. I wanted to get the written review going first. And there is an unreleased movie coming out, a horror movie that I'm getting a review written for. That'll be out in the next couple of days. It is called The Lash Man.
Nice.
An independent horror movie that is about to start doing some... It's the festivals, film festivals.
Ah, okay. So it's making its rounds in the circuit.
Yes.
All right. And where can people read your reviews?
At www.realmanreviews.weebly.com.
All right. Mike, any thing coming out in Captain Creeper's book corner?
Yeah, I actually read a couple of books back-to-back by a gentleman from, I believe, from the UK. His name is Ian Rob Wright. Animal Kingdom was a fantastic book. I'm working on the review right now, and I'd love to get him on the show, so we'll work on that, but no promises. And I want to just throw this out here real quick. Depending on when this airs, Terry M. West, who is a good friend of mine, has some awesome books out there. For the next 3 days, has his audiobook. You can, if you contact him through Facebook, Terry M. West on Facebook, you could probably get a free copy of his audiobook. And I'm throwing that out there for people who don't read. And, you know, not that I'm pointing any fingers, but...
You pointed it out on Facebook. You named me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Sorry about that.
All right. And next month for May, we are going to be talking about The Bay 2012 in our monthly independent feature review. So we will see you guys next month.
Peace out.
Later.